We're joined by Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post and Megan Schrader with the Colorado Springs Gazette. Lynn, you broke this story on a huge change in the U.S. Senate race. I know you have a lot of Republican sources. Did anyone see this coming?
People were shocked. People were absolutely shocked that it was happening. I called Dick Wadhams, the former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. I called other people. I mean, it had been in the works, I think, for a couple of days. Like, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? But clearly, this was something that took people by surprise. All last year, people in the spring, especially, people had tried to talk Cory Gardner into running for the U.S. Senate, and he chose not to. And some Republicans, frankly, were thrilled, thinking he would rise up the power structure in Congress.
So, Megan, it really changes the dynamic.
Yeah, so I just spoke with State Representative Amy Stevens, who was running for U.S. Senate, who is bowing out of the race to make room for Cory Gardner, who she said is the unifier. He is the person who can bring the Republican Party together, and she said kick Senator Mark Udall out of office.
Lynn, what's changed, do you think, in Cory Gardner's mind to leave a really safe House of Representatives seat? And, I mean, he is taking a risk.
Oh, it's a huge gamble. I mean, this isn't while, like, Cory gets in and Udall loses. What Cory getting in does is it changes it to a real race. And obviously, I think Mark has the upper hand because he's the incumbent. We all think, is there some internal poll, other than the polls that have been already been published, that shows that Udall is vulnerable? In fact, he was always within the margin of error of people who weren't even probably considered JV candidates. They were really third-string walk-ons, you know.
And one of the things I find interesting is who's still in the race. Senator Owen Hill from Colorado Springs is saying he's staying in the race. He blames Republican Party leadership for kind of orchestrating a shuffle that's pushed some candidates out of the race, and he's confident he can still beat Cory Gardner and have the Republican ticket going into the general.
And I've read some things, you know, nationally this is getting a lot of play. Does this speak to a different political strategy from the GOP, just putting Colorado in play to this degree?
No, it's huge, because before Cory Gardner entered the race, we were a flyover state. From all accounts, talking to people, the big national Republican groups, the conservative groups, the big national liberal groups, we're not going to buy airtime, we're not going to really do anything in Colorado. Now, this is one of the seats that could determine control of the U.S. Senate. It's definitely in play. And once again, Colorado is this battleground state. It's an amazing moment in Colorado politics. And I don't think we've had this big of a stunner since Bill Ritter unexpectedly dropped out of the race for governor. I mean, I think this is the last time where people were just going, what the heck is going on? It's pretty awesome.
And it's also shaking up the 4th Congressional District. I've heard people speculating there might be 20 Republican candidates trying to vie for Cory Gardner's seat now that he's leaving Congress.
And it's worth noting that Ken Buck, the frontrunner in the U.S. Senate Republican primary, is switching over to that race.
Well, I think it's interesting because a lot of people always talked about Ken Buck as the frontrunner, but a lot of people thought that Amy Stevens was in a lot of ways the most electable in November of the Republican candidates prior to Cory jumping in, and maybe the better candidate by far than Ken was. Ken, as you know, had a huge problem in his 2010 Senate race, although he came close to unseating Democrat Michael Bennett. I think there's some people that are just said his time has come and it's time for other people.
Thanks, Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post and Megan Schrader with the Colorado Springs Gazette. I'm Benta Berkland, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.